Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Math bitch.
We've already done this song.
Math bitch.
I let Danielle pick the song, and this is what she does. This girl does not know our podcast at all.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, the podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. This is take two. Thank God we only got 2 minutes in because Danielle unplugged her microphone.
Sorry.
And she just gave me a tour of her plants. She's got a new plant shelf.
Yep.
You gotta admit,
that looks like something off, like, a search page off Instagram that I've favorited.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It looks amazing. It looks so good.
I cannot. I'm just going to hold that like that so that you get to see how beautiful the whole time, for the whole podcast. Yeah, my arm's going to be sore.
Is that how you pulled out the microphone, though? Moving your
kids
around like that?
It's not. I think it's from when I took you on a tour. And I think I took the microphone with me around the room, maybe.
Even though
we weren't recording yet. I don't know.
Well, that's very exciting for you. Well done on your new shelf.
Thank you.
I was telling a very interesting story that got cut off.
Yes, about your friends who got married in Africa.
Who, I think his honeymoon was in Africa and he, I know him. I wouldn't say we're friends, but he bought an ivory suit so he could look like, I don't know, he was colonizing them or something.
Oh, yep.
He just really liked that aesthetic. Do you remember when Taylor Swift did her film clip and everyone got mad at her because it was very colonialist aesthetic?
Yeah. I think that is funny. Also, though he could be mistaken just because black is a hot color and Africa's a hot country, so white is a cooler color to wear. Maybe
a suit,
I don't know. Yeah, it is a suit. Also though, black attracts mosquitoes. Did you know that?
Does it?
Yeah, that's what mum always said as a kid. She said, you don't wear black outside, all the mozzies will come and eat you.
Is that true though?
I don't know, let me Google. Mosquitoes, okay. Attracted to dark colours.
I know what attracts mosquitoes, and it's me. I get bitten by mosquitoes a lot.
Well, you and Jono can just live together because I wanna sit with the doors open at nighttime sometimes outside to let a cool breeze in. And he can't because the mosquitoes will bite him and he gets big bites, but I never get bitten at all. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. What it sounds like is that you have mosquito privilege and you think you can just go letting them all in at night.
Or maybe they think they're like, oh, she's iron deficient, so not enough blood in there for us or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're the victim, Danielle. Let's make it about you.
Okay, well, anyway, mosquitoes, do you want to know the answer or not? Or
do you want to know the answer?
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mosquitoes are attracted to dark colors, not only black, because dark colors absorb heat and lighter colors tend to reflect heat. Since mosquitoes have sophisticated and highly sensitive heat sensors, they tend to be more attracted to victims dressed in darker clothes where there is more heat. Okay, this also makes sense because...
So what you're saying is I'm hot, hot, hot. I'm hot shit.
And yeah, or it's a symptom you have the coronavirus because you've got a fever.
I don't have a fever. Danielle, stop spreading misinformation, all right? There is a fake... There is... Yeah, there's a coronavirus epidemic, but there's also a fake news epidemic. stop spreading fake news. I don't have coronavirus. I've never had coronavirus. I'm not going to get it because I'm fine not leaving the house. Okay.
Okay, but also that does 100% make sense because Jono, I think his body temperature runs a lot hotter than anybody else I've ever met. So that makes sense as to why the mosquitoes want to eat him now. And also, I haven't touched your body, so I don't know what temperature your body runs at.
I actually run really cold, but to counteract that, when I was on a shoot recently, I had to wear a lot of heat packs to stop me from shivering. So I was basically being microwaved the entire time.
Okay.
So there you go. And that's just another fun anecdote from our lives. And you can take that with you anywhere you go. Not that you're going anywhere. At home. Anyway, so how you been? You've been building plant shelves. Is that it? And Lego. Yep.
Yeah, I've just been...
an extensive Lego collection.
Yes, I do all my Harry Potter Lego from when I was a child. It's all out at the moment. I've been building it. I'm going to upload a video soon. I made an audition tape for the next season of... the next
Lego
season.
Masters?
Yes, of Lego Masters. Sorry, you know I got distracted by the filters. I'm going to turn them off now.
Stop turning on the filters.
Sorry.
You know what you're like? You're like my nieces and nephews when they have the phone and I'm trying to talk to them. And all they do is just flip between the filters. They don't care about me. So is this a genuine audition or is this... a joke audition.
It's a little jokey one.
God forbid you do anything with sincerity, right?
Well, I don't think I could actually audition for Lego Masters. Those people are actually really good at building Lego, whereas I just do use the
instructions.
The instructions, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're doing it perfectly, in my opinion.
Yes, I am. Jono could not believe that I still had every piece, like all, I could make them all perfectly. There's not a piece missing out of all my Lego. And I had it, like I started collecting it when I was 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I take good care of my shit.
Did anyone play with you?
Yeah, my friend Jess Diakonow, who lived up the road. She would come down pretty much, we would have sleepovers pretty much every single weekend. And, yeah, we would build Lego pretty much every weekend. Or try and catch the turtles that lived in the creek. we'd take the end of a loaf of bread down, and I don't know if you're supposed to feed bread to turtles, but we would. There'd always be the creek was infested with tilapia and catfish. And so we'd feed it and then the turtles would come up.
Wow, you can catch all three of these things in Animal Crossing.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully the tilapia is not a pest in Animal Crossing.
No, it's very pretty, actually.
Ah, it's a pest.
Yeah.
In
and you can sell them. Oh, well, sorry about that. Not trying to be political, you know?
Sorry. but yes. We would take a bucket and try and always, when the turtles come up, try and get the bucket. But turtles are very fast, and a bucket going through water is not very fast.
So. Thank God for the turtles, I have to say.
Yes.
They're just sitting at that creek every day, begging it's Lego day.
Well, I mean, they liked it because they got bread and they knew we were never going to catch them. And also, if we did catch a turtle, we'd... just would have looked at it in the bucket for ages and then eventually put it back. We would never have kept the turtle. Also, my mum would have been like, what the fuck? How did you catch a turtle? Now go let it go.
See, what you needed was like a sieve or something so you could move through the water faster.
Well, we tried a few different things, you know. Like we used to, okay, so the way I would catch the tiny little fish in the water is I'd get in the water with like a big old baggy t-shirt of dad's, usually in a bright color because I feel like the fish liked bright colors better than dark colors, opposite of mosquitoes maybe, who knows.
Wow.
And I would sort of pull the t-shirt out so it took up space under the water, and then I'd, all the fish would come into the t-shirt, and then I'd lift the t-shirt up out of the water, and all the water would drain through the t-shirt, just leaving the fish in the t-shirt, and then I'd scoop them out, put them in a little bucket, and then I'd have pet fish for a day. And then I'd...
what happens after a day?
Well, okay, so after a little while, I found out that you need a filter for fish. And so I would just let them go after a day because the first time, yeah, well, you know what happened. And so then I just keep them for a few hours and let them go.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's get on with the podcast.
Okay.
I have to warn you, I did, and I've already told you this, I bought a sewing machine at 3 a.m. the other night. So I am waiting for it to arrive today.
Okay.
And the intercom is broken at our apartment building. So I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but I put a post-it note on the front door of the building with, like, if you're delivering here, call this number, which I think will be fine. Or someone will steal my identity. I don't know. But I'm hoping that they call because I really want it. I want it so bad, Danielle.
Yeah, I mean, if worst case scenario, they just take it to a post office, right? And then you just go to the post office and pick it up.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Usually it's like come by after 4 p.m. to get it, right?
Yeah.
And usually I would find that really annoying and I'd be like, oh, when am I going to have time to find the to go to the post office? But now I'm like, well, if it happens, then I get to go on an outing.
Yeah.
And that's what... very exciting. So I'll get all dressed up. I got so dressed up to go to Priceline the other day. Because I had a prescription. So I was like, I have an excuse.
That is true. I did mail something yesterday because we needed to. It was for Jono's work, but I said I would do it because I wanted to leave the house. And I had to mail it, and they had, like, all these, like, red tape lines on the floor so that everybody was standing the right amount of space apart. And one lady had absolutely no idea what was happening and just kept on, like, getting so close to everybody else, and everybody kept, like, evil eyeing her. And then but then I still don't understand. She didn't seem to, I don't really know what happened. Then she left the line and just tried to walk up to the counter, and then the guy was like, no, you've got to wait in line. And then by that point the line had gotten like 15 people long because everybody was at the post office. But all, don't worry, social distancing.
Oh, that's so sad. Did I tell you I went to the supermarket and a woman was buying like 10 bottles of detergent? And then she turned around to me and she was like, everything's gone and I don't know why. And I was like...
because you're getting it all.
It's because of people like you. But then, so then that interaction happened. I took a photo of the detergent. I posted it on Twitter. And then she's, like, looking at the price on the screen, and the cashier was like, what? And she's like, they're supposed to be cheaper. And she's like, oh, no, that promotion ended a couple of days ago. And she's like, oh, I don't want it then. Put it all back. So she was just doing it because she saw something in a catalogue. And now I'm worried that, like, she didn't know what the coronavirus was. And I just let her – she has no idea about any of it. And I just let her go on her merry way.
I mean,
she was just trying to get a good deal on detergent.
And that can just sometimes happen. Some people do just like have things in bulk.
Yeah, I mean, she's just one of those people who would go well in a situation like this if she knew what was going on. But
oh yeah,
she clearly did. So I hope she's okay. Anyway,
she's probably a frugal mum. I bet she's on the frugal mum Instagram where they just buy is that everything. An Instagram? Oh my god, frugal mums. It's like a subgenre of Instagram where they just buy everything when it's on special, and then they like cook dinners, and then they tell you how much each meal costs them. So like they break it down per plate.
And they get off on it, don't they?
Yeah, but it's also
like $1 per plate or something.
Yeah, but it's also quite funny because none of it ever looks too healthy. It's always like Mrs. Max pies were on special, and then it's just a picture of a pie on a plate with like two sausage rolls around it and some peas, and you're like, what?
Why? Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're trying to eat for as cheap as possible, it's not going to be good for you.
No. But
and I know that because that's me. I used to watch Extreme Couponing, and when I was in high school, at one of the moments where I had less friends, I guess, I just went through like an online like competition and free samples phase, and I would just enter any competition to get like free samples and stuff online. I'll just do it all and I'll just have deliveries coming all the time. And I showed my sister and I was like, isn't this cool? And she was like, yeah. And then years later she was like, remember when you would just stay home and do online quizzes? And I was like, I was proud of myself at the time.
Did you used to get heaps of just shit samples?
Yeah.
And that's...
This was before we were paying that much attention to climate change.
Okay.
Or, you know, capitalism. This is before I really knew about any of this.
I mean, I love this, that you felt like instead of a job, it would be better to just get free samples.
I don't think I was old enough to have a job yet.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you were just like a 10-year-old child?
Dude, I was like maybe... I can't remember how old I was, but yeah, I was like, I was definitely mid-teens, just fucking sitting on my computer, winning a tampon tin from Libra.
I mean...
I won a whole skincare package.
That's good. I mean, I love all this because it's definitely targeted at, like, stay-at-home mums to do.
Oh, yeah.
Not...
Oh, absolutely.
A teenage girl.
Well, I don't know, that tampons and, like, skincare, that was, like, a youth skincare brand. These are all, like, girlfriend and dolly websites and stuff like that.
Oh, those ones, then, yeah, sure. Those ones are definitely targeted at younger people. God, I'm getting so annoyed. Sorry, I'm annoyed because...
What's going on?
I like to have extremely short toenails.
Okay.
I don't like to have, like... I like them to be almost... short to the point that they would verge on painful the first day that you cut them. I want them to be extremely short so that it takes like weeks and weeks to grow them out. And usually I go get them done at like a nail salon, but obviously they're all shut at the moment. So now I'm just trying not to rip the gel polish off, which is what I want to do, and then like cut them all down to tiny nubs. What?
You have gel polish on your nails? On your toenails?
It's not acrylic. It's not like... acrylic nails or anything. It's just like a, it's just like the stuff that they paint on it.
But
and
you
then,
get your toe, you get your feet manicured?
Yeah, I get a pedicure.
Pedicure?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that about you.
I enjoy it. Look.
Interesting.
At the end of their tether though, they're starting to get long.
Oh God. Well, I heard some nail salons are doing like at home kits that you can buy so you can get it off yourself.
Oh, no, I could get this off. It's not like it's like S&S or anything. It's like just polish, basically.
I can't believe that you get your nails done.
What? I don't get my fingernails done.
I know. Who just gets their toenails done?
Me.
With gel.
Because I chew my fingernails. And so I could never keep them looking nice, but my toenails, I don't touch them.
But who's seeing your toenails?
Well, Jono and me.
Jono's just walking around. Oh, you better keep them toes in shape if you want to keep me.
I don't know. I just like to have my toenails looking nice in shoes and stuff.
I mean, that's fine. I'm just surprised. Anyway, so, all right. So, somehow, through this entire world coming to an end, maths is still going.
Yes.
Somehow it's still not over.
You're correct.
So now we've the 7 episodes that we haven't reviewed yet, and then one more episode coming Sunday. So we're going to do 4 now and then 4 after Sunday sometime.
Yes.
We're not going to say a day because we'll never fucking stick to it.
No.
And everyone who's listening to this podcast knows that. You might think, why? Like, what else are you doing? Building Lego and waiting for a sewing machine to come in the mail? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a hard time, okay? It's difficult to find the motivation to talk about Married at First Sight for 2 hours.
Yeah, give us a goddamn break.
Which is not helped by how fucking boring it is. It's so boring. And I shouldn't complain because I would so much rather it be boring than have what we had last year.
Yes. Which last year was
gave
horrible.
Me mental illness. Oh, it was so bad. Anyway, we don't need to think about that. So let's get into it. Where are we now? Are we still...
So, I missed the first 20 minutes of this episode.
Okay.
Is what happened. I missed the first 20 minutes, but I assume that that nothing happened. Because I feel like...
it was really boring.
Yeah, good.
We had Michelle begging Steve to let her go. She's like, if you're not attracted to me, then just break up with me or whatever she said. And he's like, oh, it's growing, it's growing. You know what Steve always says. Steve's always like, I don't want to even kiss you, but it's growing. It's been growing for weeks, Steve.
Yeah, one day I'll want to rub your arm.
And then Connie is like crying to Lizzie about her situation. Honestly, I wasn't paying that much attention. It's so hard to pay attention to this. And so then Steve talks to Stacy, I think. I'm going off memory now because I didn't write anything down. Steve talks to Stacy and Stacy's like, you got to fucking do something because this is crazy and you're just wasting Michelle's time. So he's like, okay, I'm going to make an executive decision and I'm going to put my foot down, he says. Put my foot down on this and sleep in the same bed with Michelle. But it's like, what do you mean put your foot down? To who?
Yeah.
You? Anyway, so he's like, we're going to sleep in the same bed. Michelle's very excited about this. And they sleep in the same bed, but Michelle is not pleased with it because he basically fell asleep straight away. There was no spooning or cuddling or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I assume since he made such a fuss over it, like, that he was going to sleep in the same bed that she thought that they were going to fuck.
Well, yeah. I think it was one of those things where she, like, she just heard sleep in your bed together and then she's just like, I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to make up my own mind about what this means.
Yeah. Anyway, it didn't mean what she wanted it to mean or what she thought it meant.
Yeah. So then they have a girls' and a boys' night. Now, I might have said on this podcast, I think the reason that they did a girls' and a boys' night was so that they could have a reunion because they would never put these people in the same room again. But no, because they end up having a reunion later on. So, okay. Anyway, so it's all the girls and all the boys who are still there. And what do? The boys tell Steve if nothing's happened between her and Michelle yet, then it's not going to happen. And Steve doesn't like this. And they're all, whatever, everyone's getting along. And then we have our first gatecrasher, who is Mikey, is back.
Yep.
And he walks in the room by saying, boys, 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 which is so funny coming out of his mouth because he does look like Boss Baby, or is it Baby Boss? I can never remember which way it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not seen that movie. It's a movie, right?
Yeah, all you need to know is that I'll send you a picture of him. Tell me this guy doesn't look like Mikey. Every time I see anyone who looks like they're, like, under 25 and wearing, like, a full suit, I'm just like, you look like Boss Baby to me. That's one of my favorite things about walking around in the CBD, which I can't do anymore.
That's true.
It's looking for Boss Babies.
Boss Babies.
Doesn't that look like Mikey?
It does look like a Mikey. You're correct.
I didn't love the movie, but anyway.
I have a theory that, the producers, I don't know if this is a weird conspiracy theory I have, but I have a theory that the producers made Mikey walk in by saying, boys, boys, boys. So, because Haley walked in by saying, ladies, ladies, ladies. And I don't know if it's like something they could use in a promo shot or something, but it was weird.
We need to establish that it is boys and girls.
Yep. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Boys, boys,
if that was me, I would never say yes to saying that because how embarrassing. It just feels, oh my God. You know what it is? It's this year's Hey Sexy Mofos.
Hey Sexy Mofos? What was that?
That was freaking, who was the guy who was with Innes?
Oh, Bronson. That's
Hey
funny.
You Sexy Mofos. Woo!
I just keep forgetting because of King Dingaling.
Yeah, nothing beats King Diggling. Although Haley does have some fucking zingers, which we will get to.
Well, Jono cannot stop saying, you are bulldog, mate.
Oh, well, that was Stacey. All right, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. So the girls get into a fight about Michael's cheating.
Yep.
Stacey and Haley are going at it. And Stacey, oh my God, will not let up about needing freaking evidence, and just saying, I'm a lawyer, I need evidence. And then Haley says, where did you get your law degree? On the back of a cereal box.
Yep, pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Pretty funny. And then it gets a bit too personal, I think. But she's right, because she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is not, like, I'm telling you that this happened.
Yeah.
Surely that counts for something. But it seems, unless you, according to Stacey the lawyer, unless you have an actual video of a crime being committed, then you have no case.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
And she says, you're 25 and have two kids. She's like, are you a lawyer? She's like, yes, I'm a lawyer. And I'm like, and then she goes, but have you practiced? Which is brutal, because she clearly has it. And then she says, you're 25 and have two kids. Have you practiced? To which Stacey responds, you're a bulldog. And then Haley says, I object, which is so funny.
She gets so happy to say that too. When she says, I object, she's so happy to say it.
All of their fucking, if these fucking idiots keep using these like law terms, it's so ridiculous. And I think in one of the later episodes that we'll review in the next episode, finally they've all at the end of their tether with it, because it, oh my God, it's, you guys got to stop. They sound like the Legally Blonde admission video. So, but dumber. obviously Elle Woods is a genius. That's neither here nor there. Anyway, Vanessa comes in. Vanessa's back too. Everyone's back, by the way. They're except all coming
for,
in.
What's her face isn't back. Tash isn't back this episode.
Yes, Tash doesn't come back. I think Natasha. They didn't want any of the couples to see each other.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
What?
They probably didn't want any of the couples to see each other, so they couldn't show any sort of resolution.
Yeah.
And they decided Amanda would have more chance of getting in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, she's louder. But also, Natasha, I don't think, was at that party either.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was just a Vails.
Yeah, who knows? I also think they knew that Natasha would drop the bombshell, so they wanted to keep her separate until the party.
Yeah. That's also true. I think they were saving all the good fights for the end. Which, can I tell you, and again, we'll talk about it next episode, because we've got to save something. So good. Anyway, that'll be next episode. This episode's dog shit. So Vanessa says she saw Haley and Michael kiss. She tells everyone this, and Stacey just keeps being like, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? There's no evidence. Just head in the sand. And then Vanessa says at the end that Stacey probably cheated on Michael. And yep. I was just confused by this. I was like, probably? Like, she was saying it just like, oh, whatever, she probably cheated on him. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, more on that later. then they've cut this boys and this girls night into two episodes, because they are clearly running low on content at this point. They're stretching stuff out so much.
They just keep on recapping everything constantly before ads and after ads.
Yeah, it's so much of just repeat information. This is why we have barely any notes, because it's like we know all of this. So we head back to the boys' night. And this is when I become violently ill. Not with coronavirus, but an allergy to men. When they're all standing around a table saying, who would you pick?
Oh, I hate that.
It made me feel so sick, and oh my God, it's all the men standing around saying, who would you pick? And the majority of them say Stacey physically and Connie's personality. All of these women are like your friends that you've known for months, and now what the fuck? You're saying which one of them you'd fuck and which one of them you...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who I'd be more offended. as Stacey or Connie, seeing that they either think not my personality or not my looks. I don't know which one. Don't have these conversations. If they're your friends, can you just not fucking essentially rank them? Ugh, makes me ill.
Yeah.
What year is this?
Luckily, Seb is a beautiful angel.
Yeah, they say, Seb, who would you choose? And he says, Liz. And they're all like, oh, shut up. Shut up, losers. Seb is perfect. Perfect angel Seb. He can quote Borat to me anytime he likes. Michael says, they ask Michael the same question. And he says, looks Stacey. And I'm sure he's about to say personality Stacey, but then someone says, kiss Haley. Owned. I was like, that was a good one. Got him. And I've written here that I love that we haven't heard David speak. Because he truly does not get any airtime, which is a joy for
me. It's good because he's obnoxious and boring.
Yes, he is. Both of those things. Then we see Michael and Josh gearing up for Ivan to enter. They know Ivan is coming. And obviously they're both mad because what we're told to believe is that Ivan told Michael and Josh to stick up for him and make Alex... get Alex to admit they had sex or something? I can't even remember.
Yeah, I don't really know. I also don't think that Ivan did that. I feel like the producers just wanted to make stuff happen, and that's also why they left. Because they were...
Well, yeah, it's probably definitely easy to have miscommunications with producers. Do you know, like you could hear something from Ivan and the producers say, oh, he also said to say that, and they could be lying.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
And then you could think that it's all coming from Ivan when maybe part of it is, but part of it isn't. So then Ivan arrives and they get into it. And Ivan says he didn't ask Michael. He asked Josh to bring up elements of a conversation. So he's saying, yeah, it's a bit of a gray area there. And I don't think I care. Who's right?
I can't care.
Who cares? And then I've written, wow. In a low moment, I've written, Michael and I would be the same person if I had terrible motivations and was fucking stupid. We have a kinship.
Okay. Good to know.
I guess because I like to be honest or something. But whereas I'm motivated by,
Michael's not honest.
Political action. Huh?
Michael's not honest.
He's honest about everyone else. He's not honest about himself.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, very similar to you then. Gotcha.
Oh, mad. Anyway, and also if I was fucking stupid. Because the way he speaks, it just grates me.
It's great. So it grates everybody. I don't understand how Stacey is, like, I don't really understand how Stacey can even be around him.
Okay, A, the money.
Yeah, but that's only like after 2 seconds you'd forget about that because he's annoying as shit and be like, surely there's somebody out there who's got money and is fine to be around.
But she also loves to roll around in the muck. She absolutely loves it. They're like a couple of snakes in the grass. They're like the medic alert bracelet. Just two little snakes just coiled that's together. True. They love it.
That's true. They're almost perfect for each other.
They are, and if they weren't so evil, I think I would really like them, because we know that I always love the villain.
You do love a villain, but these are too evil even for you.
Even for me. God, like, bring back Innes, bro. Bring back freaking, who else is there? Bring back Kat. You remember Kat? Oh, she's so hot. Anyway. Just thinking of old times.
You liked that other lady too, who was married to the man like Mikey, but more cucky.
Susie?
Yes, you liked Susie.
I didn't like Susie, but I empathized with Susie because Billy would have also driven me up the fucking wall. Okay. So Stacey and Haley get into it again. They start yelling at each other, and Haley goes, pipe up, Chachi, or something. Oh, she's so funny. And then Lizzie, this starts to rile Lizzie up. Obviously, Lizzie never met Haley, so there's some people meeting for the first time on these nights. And Lizzie is friends with Stacey, so clearly she's protective. And then we see a little side thing from her. And I'm not even going to do this justice because I don't remember exactly how she said it, but I remember laughing my fucking head off. She says, "And I'm someone that, as we all know, you don't judge a book by its cover." Which, amazing sentence
structure. Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense at all. But, like, you understand what she's saying, but it doesn't when you put it together.
She's about to detonate. And then Haley says to Stacey, "You've been popping them out since you were 19. And this sends Lizzie off. Now, you know, you could take what Haley said as saying that Stacey has accomplished a lot in her short life. It's not really how she meant it, but, you know, she's basically saying, how would you have had time to practice law? You've been having kids since you were 19. Okay, it's pretty mean. It's pretty rude. Anyway, Lizzie fucking goes the fuck off. She's all in Haley's face. We're seeing, like, the old Lizzie.
Big time.
Like, but this time, but you know what? Last season, Lizzie was backed into a corner so often that I wasn't even, like, disappointed when she would, like, scream and stuff. But this time, it really has nothing to do with her. And she wasn't there for the whole thing. And I can understand being like, this is my friend and this is a girl who kissed her husband. So you just label her as, like, the bad person in the situation. Even though, because we know Haley, we don't see it quite like that, you know? Like, we don't see it like there's a good and an evil. Especially because Stacey is so rude.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that Haley was nice calling out Stacey for, you know, just basically, I guess, child shaming her. I would say slut shaming, but I don't think it's slut shaming if you have children out of them. But also then also shaming her for her law degree, like saying that she didn't have one, basically.
Well, I did think it was funny when she's like, "Have you practiced law?" Because you do have to be practicing lawyer to be a lawyer, and she's never practiced law. And also she was using it to, like, prove that Haley was wrong when, like, she doesn't – I don't think she understands – anyway. So on that, I am team Haley, but
– yeah, she basically – she's just said she was like, "I passed the bar."
Inappropriate.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's good, but, you know, you're not practicing law. That is – anyway. So she Lizzie just goes, goes fucking crazy. I don't know how else to say this. It's just, it's so much. It's true. And everyone's just like, whoa. And then we hear from Amanda, who's been here the whole time, says, "I don't have kids, but I have a pet cat. And if anyone picks on my cat, you're going to feel it." That's Amanda's input. And then Lizzie and Stacey, like, storm out. And then Lizzie tells Stacey, "I'm not putting you back in there." Like, it's some kind of fucking boxing match. And, like, it's up to Lizzie. Like, she's Stacey's manager or something.
She's going to throw in the towel.
Bizarre. I love it when people just walk into roles of authority when no one's asked them to. You know what it reminds me of? In The Bachelorette with, who was it? Georgie? Is that her name? Or Angie? Fuck. When, Danielle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening to you talk.
Oh, okay. Ooh, the sweet sound. These sultry tones. It reminds me of when Angie, like, that guy in, like, episode 2 was like, you know, if, no, what, oh, just forget it.
Do you mean the guy in the chicken costume?
No. Oh, there was so many shit dudes. No, I was thinking of when the guys were fighting about I can't even remember, but I just remember he was such, like, a minor character, and he's like, "You've really stuffed it with the boys now," and, like, went to, like, almost romantically walk away. Like, he was, like, some sort of authority figure, but he's, like, a guy we'd seen twice, and everyone was just like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, was he the one that who wanted her to, like, pick him? Like,
no, that's why I got them confused, because there were so many dog shits on that who thought they were way more important than they were. That was the other guy on episode 2 who was like, if you can't see me at the end here, then you need to send me home. And she was like, okay. We spent 10 minutes together. Bye.
Yeah, oh, that was anyway. So weird. Okay, so we weren't talking about that.
It was so weird. Well, it's more interesting than this. Anyway, Lizzie and Stacey fuck off. Thank God, because what a drama. What a drama here. Okay, so Josh says, we cut back to the boys' night. Josh says, you've got one good couple, Michael and Stacey. What the fuck?
Yeah, what does
he
mean?
They are not good. They're not good.
Does he mean that's all that's come out of the experiment? Because Lizzie and Seb are going good. And I know he doesn't
Lizzie and Seb are going better, but I guess they haven't been there for as long, so they haven't been tested as much. But Michael, what? I can't believe everyone's just like, now they're just all considering it resolved that Michael cheated on Stacey and never even admitted it. But apologized, but also said it didn't happen.
I mean, that's the best way to go about it, isn't it? cheat on your partner, don't admit it, so you can get annoyed at them if they ever bring it up, but then at the same time apologize for it so that you also can't get in trouble for not apologizing.
He's actually a genius. This is why I'm saying that he's stupid, but he's actually operating, he's playing like 16 dimension chess here, and I just can't see it. So then Yvonne says, like 5 times in a row, Josh says, you got one good couple, Michael and Stacey. Yvonne goes, that'll change. Psycho. And then he says, there's a bigger scandal coming. So he seems pretty smug about himself here. And then that's kind of all that happens at those groups. The next morning we see Lizzie with Seb and she's like, I've got to tell you something. I did something bad. Which, respect to Lizzie for being able to recognize that she was a full 100% psycho. And she tells Seb, like, whoopsie. And Seb is very understanding, but, like, maybe don't do that. And then she says, you're a sedative for me.
Yep.
Which can't help but remind me of David's parents.
I did write down Seb as a sedative for Lizzie. He puts her at ease. And then I said, now we just need to find Naomi's sedative.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Well, you've done the opposite, Danielle. That's so rude. How dare you? I was thinking about David's parents. Do you remember how they were saying the dad was like, he needs someone to date. He needs someone more like me.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I would love that screen grab.
So maybe Seb and David should be together. Because Seb is probably more like David's dad than Haley.
That is true.
So I just thought, you know, I'm just matchmaking here. If anything happens to Lizzie and Seb, though, I think they're going to freaking go the long haul, man.
Me too. I am happy for them. I think that they suit each other quite well.
Yeah, I actually think Lizzie is a better person with Seb.
Yeah, me too.
Because he doesn't lean into any of that bullshit. He's just nice.
Yeah, he's just a nice, sweet man.
Yeah, he's a sedative. So then we have some final dates. We see Drew and Casey on their final date. They're on a boat.
Yep.
That's all I've written.
That's also what it's I've like, written. I wrote Drew and Casey go on a boat too. Exactly that.
God, we're obsessed with these two. It's like fancy or something, which Casey appreciates or something. I don't know. I wasn't really watching, to be honest, because she cares.
Yeah.
But it's Drew showing that he can do nice things. Whatever. And then with Connie and John go to the beach, go to a beach for their final date where she gives him Connie Speedos. So it's like bathers that have her face on his ass.
Oh.
And, like, over the whole thing, it's all very funny.
They act like that's the funniest thing in the world, where I think that's just really lame.
Damn.
I feel like it's something that I would do for my parents for Christmas because I know they would think it was very funny.
Well, then isn't that fine? You know, they're laughing.
Yeah, but they're in their, like, 20s. How are they finding that funny?
These people have probably never seen a meme in their life, Danielle.
Okay.
They wouldn't know funny if it hit them in the back of their head.
Okay. Thank you for...
Speaking of which, I watched you on that Inside Aaron thing. Very funny.
Oh, thank you.
The series and you in particular very made me laugh a lot.
Thank you very much.
Inside Aaron Chen is doing a quarantine web series thing, so check it out. Danielle is on it.
Yep.
Anyway.
I was
good work. Still,
one of his many
still
partners.
Doing home runs. Still doing home runs from your freaking living room. Is that true, Danielle? That's what we're hearing.
Yep. I'm always making content. That's me.
Is it as good as this podcast? No, nothing will ever live up to this podcast. But
it's also a lot shorter than this podcast.
You know what they say, the longer something is, the better it is.
I should also say there are 14 episodes and I'm in one of the episodes.
Well, yeah. I watched a lot of the episodes and then I'm going to be honest, I was short on time. So I did just click on each episode to see until I saw your name. And then I watched that one in full, but I did watch most of them.
Wait, so you knew my name? You knew I was in an episode before you saw
it? Yeah.
Huh. How did you know that?
Because you posted it on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I did. I forgot I'd done.
Yeah,
that
here's the thing, Danielle. I can tell when you're doing things and keep up with you because I follow you on Instagram and I'm your friend, so I want to know about that stuff. So that's how I find out.
Oh, my God. Okay, I don't follow any humans on Instagram. Stop getting upset.
I'm just saying that is how friends communicate sometimes.
Well, just send me a message.
Supporting each other on social media. Huh?
Just send me a message.
Tell me when. Send me a message. Okay, you know what? Every time I do an Instagram post, story or feed, I'm just going to download it and send it to you.
Good.
As well.
Then I can respond to you. The way you would like.
You didn't even see my freaking clown makeup. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what a drama.
And then you sent it to me.
I posted on my Instagram this thing about, like, not being productive in this time. It was written by, I can't remember her name, but she's a Muslim academic who's lived in, like, multiple war zones, like, while still working.
Yeah.
So it was, like, advice on how to cope. But I posted it because it said, like, you'll find the things that happen are beautiful and ugly and unique, blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to post a photo of her saying that and then also, like, follow that up with my... Because I put my makeup on as a fucking clown and I thought I looked fucked. And then all these people are commenting being like, well said, beautiful. Oh, my God. Yes, finally someone said it. And I was like, I really just posted this. So you can see how fucked I am right now. Anyway... Then I complained about it on my Instagram story and then people started writing a bunch more earnest stuff underneath as a prank. And you missed this. It's the biggest thing that's happened to me all week and you missed the whole thing.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to not pay attention to you online.
Well, those are just words, Danielle.
Okay.
anyway... Connie and John, they're on there. She's rented out a combi van. She's done this perfect John date. And then they sit by a fire and give each other presents. And she gives John a scrapbook photo album.
Can I just say,
of all their time together?
Before we get to this scrapbook album cover, why are they losing their mind when they go over a big bridge? Johnny is, like, screaming about how this is the best date he's ever been on, and they're just driving over a bridge. He's just going crazy.
Because of the view, Danielle.
Oh, well, calm down. Just say that's beautiful, and then just sit there and enjoy it. Well, you're screaming about it. It's so insane.
Why are you so annoyed at them for having such a fun time? They laugh too much at the bathers. They're too excited by the view.
Well, it wasn't the view. It was the bridge. I was just confused. Okay, so yes.
Maybe if you were a little less cynical, then you could experience joy like this.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, yes. So Connie gives him a scrapbook she's made.
Which he loves.
Yes.
Not enough to love her, but... and then he gives her a... they've adopted a penguin. essentially, and they've named the penguin Conathan, and Connie loses her fucking mind at this.
Yes. I think she thinks that she's because, actually as we know, adopted she's an the
aspiring
penguin.
Aspiring marine biologist. What?
I think she thinks she actually owns that penguin.
Yeah.
I don't think she realizes that like 25 other people have also adopted that same penguin.
Yeah, it's just a way for the zoo to get money.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's fine. But yeah, I think she does think that they... But he said they named it Conathan, so did they actually get to name the penguin?
I think that's just part of the thing. I think you just get to say that. Like, you know how when you get a bear from Build-A-Bear, you get to give it a name and then you get a little birth certificate, but... I think it's just like that, but except there's one penguin for 20 people. So you've just got a fake birth certificate. Because I tell you what, you don't get to see the penguin in its own home and you don't get to see what its parents call it.
So the next time someone asks you if you want to adopt an animal at the zoo, you tell them, Danielle told me that is a ripoff. Fuck you.
Okay, I didn't say that, but also it wasn't through the zoo. Okay. Wasn't through the zoo. It was like a port fair, whatever the port is. It was just like a penguin from
there. It was Phillip Island.
Phillip Island. It was through probably the Penguin Initiative people. I don't know who it was through, but it wasn't through Melbourne Zoo.
Well, do you know what? There's a lot of penguins there. Maybe they actually did get to name the penguin.
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know how they would, like, if they're just like free penguins, like, because I know the ones on Phillip Island, they just show up on the beach.
Yeah.
They freaking live there, man.
They freaking live there, man. Okay.
Like, they're just like birds. okay, now the next Danielle, I'm going to need you to start off because I missed the start of the episode.
Okay. Tracy, so they're doing final dates, but this is the second half. Okay, so I wrote Tracy, but I'm assuming it means Stacy. Stacy. I think I was thinking about Tracy Jewell from a previous season when I wrote it, so that makes sense. Stacy jokes about wanting to go to Dubai on a shopping trip.
Yes.
As like her final date. Silly joke, but and Michael has decided he is going to trick her. He's going to try and do a date that she hates. To see if she can enjoy the simple life, which I have issue with when we get there because I don't think anybody would do these anyway. So Seb has organized to sleep with wildlife. Lizzie is frothing. So he's organized for them to go to a park somewhere. You go sleep in the park and there's like a tigers outside, but they're also in your living room. Very Joe Exotic. came as a timely.
It was really well timed.
Yeah, very well timed because everybody has tigers on the mind at the moment. Which have you watched that? Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch it.
Did you love it?
I liked it. I don't know if I loved it. Well, actually, the first time I was playing Animal Crossing while Mark watched it. So then I was like, oh, fuck, everyone's engaging with this. So then I'll have to watch it. So then I sort of half watched it the first time and then fully watched it the second time. But yeah, they're all fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's all those shows are, though, just watching crazy people be crazy.
But that's what I love, because people always think that stuff doesn't happen in real life, and it does. People from the country can sometimes be psychos, and I love watching them, because that is, I swear, I grew up around people not exactly like that, but people who are a bit like that.
Well, and also, I think maybe Nina Oyama tweeted this, that's just what Americans are like. And I have to agree. Everyone in America, or at least LA, they all like that. They're all fucking crazy and, like, love themselves. And everyone's just, like, a promotion machine.
I don't know. They're how you insane. Do that.
They just grow up different, man. I mean, we've talked about it before, but their self-esteem is through the roof. And with, like, and there's no, like... fact check, like, there's no reason for everyone's self-esteem to be that high. They're just born in the lucky country and then they just so proud of it.
Well, if only we could be that happy. Anyway, Michael leaves Stacy a Lamborghini key and tells her to wear her finest dress. Then she goes out to meet him, and the car is a bomb. It's like...
Yeah, she's not happy about this.
Yeah, it's the grossest bomb car. It's just, like, all old and grey, and there's heaps of... It looks exactly like the car I learnt to drive in, which was, like, my dad's old car, but it had just been sitting out on my nan and granddad's property for ages, and, like, rats had built a nest in the engine so you couldn't turn the aircon on, because if you turn the aircon on, number one, it didn't work, but number two, the fan would just shoot rat poo out at you. And my granddad had cut the doors off the car so that the dogs could jump in and out when I drove around the property.
Oh, my God.
So that's how I learnt to drive.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you just didn't turn the aircon on. Then you didn't have any problem with the rat poo. It's fine. Anyway, aircon wouldn't have even worked because it didn't have doors on it.
Are the rats alive?
Well, I assume not really, because maybe the engine burnt them. But also they probably got out when they heard the engine starting. What?
I've been in houses where like a mouse has died in the wall and it smells so bad.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just thinking about how bad that car would have smelled if you burnt rats in the engine.
No, I think they just climbed out. I reckon when I turned it on, they just climbed out of the engine.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
because I never had a bad smell in there. The dogs would just jump in and out. I have a nice time. Anyway.
Well, it seems like the car was well aired out.
Yeah, it was very well aired out. Steve makes Michelle, he says, get some runners. And then Michelle says to the camera, it's time for a romantic kiss. And Michelle and Steve go to Luna Park. Michael and Stacy, so they got in the bomb car, they went for a drive. Now, Michael has pulled over on the side of the road and got some camping chairs, and he's got a sandwich, a pie, and a pop top each for them to sit by the side of the road. Can I just say, Michael's goal here is to see how Stacy will react to this, because he wants her to enjoy the simple life. To which I say, no poor person would just sit on the side of the road with a pie, a sandwich, and a pop top. Okay?
On the side of a fucking highway with some fold-out camping chairs.
Yeah, nobody does that. This is just a weird thing to do.
You know where else you can go for free? The park. Go to the park.
You can have a picnic.
Sure, whatever, have your fucking pie. Why would you go to the side of a... It's like he's trying to make it as bad as... You're right. It's completely unrealistic. It's just... It's not applicable to real life in any way.
Yeah, it's horrible. Anyway, it starts to rain and they drive off, and as they drive off, you just see that they've left the chairs on the side of the road.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they just leave the chairs. I'm assuming a producer grabbed them or something.
Well, I freaking hope so.
Oh, I've got no idea. Anyway, Michelle and Steve. Michelle wanted to go on a roller coaster. Steve compromised and they went on the Ferris wheel. And he still freaked out.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I clearly was playing Animal Crossing or something at this point. He wouldn't go on a fucking roller coaster?
No, he wouldn't go on a roller coaster. Steve is scared of everything.
Did she go alone?
What? I assume she went alone, but they didn't show any shots of it. So...
God damn.
They went on a Ferris wheel together. And then he freaked out on the Ferris wheel. So he's so scared of stuff. He was scared of kayaking. He's scared of roller coasters. I don't know.
I love coasters. I am a coaster psycho. I love them so much.
You're
get me on a roller coaster.
Coaster gal, are you?
Yeah. When we're in... LA, because they have so many roller coasters there, we started calling women coaster candy after one of the shops we saw. So I would say I am coaster candy.
Okay.
Which is similar to the girls you would see like skiing in like an 80s movie, like the hot girls skiing, but instead it's the hot girls going on coasters.
I don't think so. I've ever seen that.
Haven't you? Like an 80s ski movie?
No, I've seen that. I don't think I've ever seen roller coasters targeted at hot women or hot women being on roller coasters.
Well, yeah, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, okay. I was very confused.
It's more of a joke.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Sorry, it's just you said it like it was the truth.
Well, it is the truth, because when I'm there, hello, there's some coaster candy.
Okay. Okay, so Seb and Lizzie are having a bathtub together, being cute and chatty. Then we're back to Steve and Michelle. Steve says Michelle needs to put herself first. And then Michelle asks Steve if he thinks she's put him first throughout the experiment. And he says no. Basically contradicting.
Yeah, he's like, you're always... Oh, my God, he's like, you're always... She's like, I never put myself first. And he's like, yeah, that's true. You're always putting other people's first. You got to put yourself first. And she's like, so you think I've put you first? And he's like, no.
Yeah. He's a psycho.
What? I mean, that's crazy. I can't handle this guy. He just is so oblivious. It's crazy.
Yeah, he just doesn't anyway. Want... He just wants everything to be about him and him be the victim all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. It's amazing, like, when people continue and you know they're not saying what they are thinking.
Yes.
And, like, you can just keep going. And if someone likes you or they, you know, they want to think something is the truth, then they will accept it even when it's clearly a fucking lie. I mean, take Stacey, for example, you know? Ugh. Anyway. Please continue. Because I actually did watch this. I don't know what happened. I just stopped taking notes. I'm so sick of this.
No, that's right. Nothing really happened. Michelle just sort of like rolled her eyes and then she said, let's just drink our wine and go home and chill. And then they get home and nothing happens. And then Michelle's upset because they didn't have a kiss. And that's the end of the episode.
Yay. Okay. So the thing I missed the start of the next episode.
Okay.
So this next episode... And I really should have gone back and watched this because it seems juicy, but I caught half of it, is they watch their audition tapes.
Mm-hmm. So couples watch audition tapes. The first couple who watched it were Michael and Stacey. And Michael explained his typical type basically as Stacey, except he used the term like dumb blonde as well, which isn't Stacey because as we know she's got a law degree.
Yeah, she passed the bar actually, I think you'll find.
Oh yeah, sorry. Then also we find out in Stacey's audition video they asked if she'd been cheated on and she said she had been cheated on in the past. And then they also asked if she had cheated on somebody and she said yes, and that she had cheated in retaliation. And Michael doesn't like this tit for tat side of Stacey. And Stacey says, I'm not like that anymore. What, like, look at what happened. Did I do anything in retaliation to you and Stacey? And this is all leading us towards what we're going to find out potentially.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Johnny is boring is what I've written. Oh, okay, so in Johnny's audition tape, I don't know if you saw this. Pardon?
In whose?
Johnny's? Jonathan?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so in Johnny's audition tape, he said he is very affectionate. He's very touchy and feely.
Oh,
and
no.
He told Connie that he isn't touchy and feely. But in the audition tape, he's saying that he very much is that type of partner. So Connie's...
I can't blame him. He's been trying to leave for like a fucking month now. He doesn't owe Connie any affection at all.
Yeah, no. But anyway, she's hurt by that. And then we see Connie's audition tape and she looks like a person who has the weight of the world on her. She's really uncomfortable and sad and it's just awkward to watch.
Oh, it's so sad.
So horrible. And they ask, they're like, how do guys see you? And then she said, I don't think they see me. And then they said, are you lonely? And then she just like sort of nods her head and says, yeah. It's just real sad to watch.
See, this is why I think Connie is the best person to go on Married at First Sight, because she clearly just needs to shake her life up.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard when you're stuck in something, especially, like, as an adult. It's actually, like, really hard to make friends. Like, if you had no friends, I don't know what I would do if I was Connie.
Yeah, also, seemingly, she lives, like, out in the Yarra Valley? Is that where she's from?
Oh, wow.
So, seemingly, she, like, lives out in the country. So, I don't know if there's just not many people around as well.
That'll be even harder.
And I wouldn't, like, to be fair, if I saw Connie before she was in Married at First Sight, when she was all like depressed looking and upset. I'd be like, well, I don't want to spend my time with that sad person.
Exactly. She would be, she was rooted, man.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that could have happened to her, which is very obvious.
Yeah.
She knows it.
Okay, next up, Seb starts talking and he wants a loyal, funny, moral woman. He's like,
oh, well, there you go.
What he says, and he's just sweet. He walks into the room in a big, goofy way.
I missed that.
That was funny. And then Lizzie, they showed her audition tape, but it wasn't for this season. It was the one from 2 years ago. So when she was like blonde and...
Yes, I saw this.
All of that.
And then she was like, I'm not like that anymore. But I don't... She didn't say anything that bad. She was talking about how much she's changed. I'm like, sure, she's changed. But I didn't think her audition tape was that bad.
Yeah. Seb just said he could see there was a lot of resentment there, but she was still beautiful.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I love Lizzie.
Michelle is a fiery sex bombshell in her audition tape. Mm-hmm. She says sex is important and she would tell you if it's not good. Which would, if I think I think John is not attracted to Michelle because he said that a lot. But I also think Steve? That, he...
Do you mean Steve?
What? What?
You said John.
Oh, sorry, Steve. Who's John? Oh, Aiken. I don't know. Steve...
No, John and Connie.
Oh, John and
there's
Connie.
There's too many
Johns. Oh, yeah, there's too many Johns.
Also, your boyfriend?
Oh, I never call him John. John is... his name's Jono Naomi. He uses John as a coffee order, though, because I think he doesn't want people to yell out Jono.
Yeah, I understand that. That makes perfect sense. Rude. So Michelle says to Steve, yeah, so I've said, so sex is important to me. And then Steve just goes, of course it is. It's so funny when people like brush things off in these vague ways.
Yeah.
Do you know what it reminds me of? When I was a teenager, and I had to go into my mum's bathroom to get a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad was in the living room and he watched me go into their bathroom and rummage around. And he's like, what were you doing in our bathroom? And I just went, it's all right. And I just kept walking. And then he was so annoyed because he was like, what are you doing in my bathroom? And I was like, it's fine. It's all right. Don't worry. Oh. Which is like, sure, it's words, but it doesn't actually help. But I really didn't want to tell my stepdad I've got my big old period right now.
Yeah. Also, what did he think you were doing in there? No, you could not do anything bad.
I don't know what he... I don't know. He didn't use like us using his bathroom, which was earth-shattering for me at certain points because... We lived in the country at that point, and my sister once used up... She stayed in the shower for an hour, and so I went to have a shower, and then the water was cold, and so I just got out with shampoo in my hair, and I was like, can I please go in your shower to wash it off? And then he said no.
What?
Which is
but anyway, brutal, but... Surely the water's from the same water tank, so...
No, it was a different water tank.
Oh, okay. Unfair.
So, but he would not let me do it. Anyway, I'm making him sound like I can't. He was a beautiful man.
Okay, well, he does sound like a real dick from that.
Okay, how dare you? That is my late father you're talking about. Anyway, but no, he then set up a shower timer in our shower so that we could only shower for 6 minutes, which honestly was a net benefit to me because my sister always used up the fucking hot water.
Yeah.
Anyway... we did find a hack though. When it turned off, if you switched off the lights and switched them back on, it would reset. Mm, so
cool.
Just a little tip if anyone's in a similar situation. I don't know why they would be.
That's good. So they're doing the video for Steve. And then...
Yes.
Steve's video basically says, like, they ask what he's looking for. And he says somebody in their mid to late 30s. Which basically answers all of Michelle's questions.
Yeah, so he's looking for someone 15 to 20 years younger than him.
Yes, because he's 52.
which is, this makes me go,
yeah, it's just, it's, know? It's gross to me because I feel like he, I just get so annoyed with him because I feel like he just doesn't, he, it's like, he's like, I take care of myself. He just wants to be young still, but it's like, he's the oldest man I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
And he, like, I don't know, he acts like an old man too. Why do you want someone young? Like, you can't keep up with Michelle, who's 48.
Yeah.
And she wants to get out and do stuff. I mean, not that I should say that's like an age thing, because I'm in my 20s and I never want to do anything. But, like, if you want someone youthful, then you got to be able to keep up, bro.
Yeah.
And also, gross, date someone your own age. And then they say, what if you were matched with someone your age? And then he says, I wouldn't be inspired by it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most disgusting things I've heard, because it's just like, it just, I just feel like he's like, what's going to happen if he does get with somebody, you know, who is, say, late 30s? Like, what happens if he's with a 38-year-old and then 10 years, he's 62 and she's 48 and he's like, oh, not for me anymore. Oh.
Well, I think by 62, his standards will be a bit lower. Do you know, I feel like he always has wanted someone 15 years younger.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not always. Maybe not when he was 20.
You reckon when he was 20, he just wanted to be a 20-year-old? You get what I'm saying. Okay.
Okay, so then he says in his audition tape, he went on a date and straight away he knew nut, and then she was 49.
Yeah.
And so Michelle turns to him and she's like, I'm 48. I'm nearly 49. And he goes, of course you are. Like, again, he has nothing to say.
Yeah.
She knows the point. He knows the point she's making. And he just goes, yeah, what? There's nothing
wrong. Well, he just denies it. So Michelle brings up the fact she's older, that she's 48. And he's like, no, your age has got nothing to do with it. And she's like, oh, so... Like, you said you wanted to date someone in their mid to late 30s, so you did want to date somebody younger. And then he just denies it. And then Michelle, she's not having that, yeah, so she asked to replace.
I'm used to dating people, like, younger than me. And then I was saying, so, like, I want to date someone, like, older. I want to date someone closer to my age. That's what I was saying. And then she's like, replay it. And then it clearly says, I want to be matched with someone in their mid to late 30s.
Yeah, and then he still denies it.
She's like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, nah, I just, nah. Yeah, it's fine. Oh, it's so, I would fucking lose it.
You know what?
I would go right off. I'd be off.
Do you know what I think? I think he wanted to be matched with basically Heidi from last year. Because I think he watched the show. And
I mean, A, who wouldn't?
Yeah, she's beautiful. But also I think he thought that, like, I think he thinks he's a good communicator.
Yeah, but he's absolutely shithouse.
Yeah, that's what I think. Anyway.
God, he's just, wouldn't this be so infuriating? Like, it's literally right there in front of you and he's just like pretending it didn't just happen.
Yeah, it's very annoying. I got angry. I got angry because I hate Steve. Then we're at the dinner party and Michelle looks sad because, of course, she's got a husband who's lying to her constantly and won't just give her the answer she wants. She just wants him to say, I'm not attracted to you because you're older. Because she wants to be able to rip into him about that, because I think that that's normal to be able to rip into somebody about. Not that they're not attracted to you, but that they want to date somebody so much younger than them.
Yeah, but he won't freaking admit it. And then also on top of that, she's been reminded of how important she said sex was to her. And then after that has now turned into this person who says stuff like, oh, maybe sex just isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just not that couple. Which is like, that's clearly not what she wanted.
No.
And now she's been reminded of it again.
That nobody wants that.
Hey, that people do want that. I think you're forgetting about asexual people, Danielle.
Oh, yeah, but also it's like, well, John's not asexual.
Oh, no, John just... Steve. Steve just wants, a woman in her 30s that he can fuck.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. Anyway, so we get to the dinner party and they have honest questions. Now, I think last dinner party they also had honest questions that they could write to each other, but they're like, okay, they didn't prod hard enough, so we're just going to write some ourselves and make them ask each other these questions.
Yes.
So they're written from the experts, and Seb asks Lizzie, are you falling in love with me? And Lizzie says no. And then it goes to ad break. And then I really thought after ad break she would be like, no, I have fallen in love with you.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
No, I need more time. No, I'm not there yet. And then everyone's like, oh, and Seb's like, well, I'm not there yet either. We haven't known each other long. And also Lizzie has never even said I love you to anyone.
Yeah.
So.
That's so nice. Well, neither of them have ever said that they loved each other, anyone.
No. So, I mean, you know, chill. Anyway.
Yeah, it's lovely.
The next question I have is for Stacey and Michael, unless you had any more for Lizzie and Seb. I don't know. I've just written down the ones that I thought were interesting.
It
was Casey and Drew, sorry. Casey says, do you truly believe I'm materialistic? Drew says, yeah. Well, what are you going to do about that? Next, I have a question from Michael. Would you have fallen in love with me if I wasn't financially comfortable? She says yes, to which I wrote, LMAO, okay.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm financially comfortable. I don't need you. To which I am confused because she's a single mum. I feel like we talked about this already, but she's a single mum. And she basically tells Michael that she's never had, like, a true, real job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how are you financially comfortable? But we're thinking inheritance. From her father or a brother.
Or I think she also may have, like, I think maybe her ex was quite wealthy.
A rich ex.
So she might get, like, child support and stuff. But also, I don't think that she would have fallen in love with Michael if he didn't earn money.
No, we watched her face change when she found out he owned a company.
Yeah.
We saw that happen.
Yeah, we saw her soften. Fine.
I don't care. I think if I liked Michael more, maybe I would be like, leave him to someone who will like him for him. But I'm like, I honestly think that Michael needs the money to get a girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would want to be with Michael just for his personality.
Actually, you know, I think there might be some people who would like him for his personality, but I think, I don't know, I don't think, like, we should save Michael for someone who loves him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, give it to a woman who can also make use of his money, is my opinion. Don't save him for some woman who's just in it for love, because, just save her from that, you know?
Yeah, because he's gonna cheat.
Yeah, he is gonna cheat on you, so you might as well get some benefits from it. And she will. She'll get her little Prada handbags or whatever.
Something nice and fun.
And you go.
Okay. What have I written down next? Your adventurous love to travel, I wrote down. I don't really understand. Connie can't see his flaws and blames herself. Connie doesn't think he gave it his all. Connie thinks he came in for the wrong reasons but stayed for the right reasons. Audition tape said he was... it's basically just Connie being upset that she thinks that Johnny came into the show for the wrong reasons, that he's just here for Instagram, which is what happened at the start. And that he lied to her, basically. Anyway, Michelle and Steve. How has our lack of intimacy made you feel? Michelle said it was a blow to her ego, self-esteem, and confidence. She feels like she was confident before, and now she doesn't feel like that. And then Michelle asks, why haven't you attempted to kiss me? Given you normally date women younger than you, has age been an issue? And he lies through his teeth and says no. And then he says, in the future, that's the direction I will go. And so Michelle is like, wait, so there's no direction for us? So you're not talking about me at all there. You're just talking about in the future, so outside of us. So Michelle's like, what the fuck? And then Michelle asks, are you physically attracted?
He accidentally had a little slip of the tongue, broke up with her. Whoops.
Yeah. Whoopsie daisies. And then Michelle, the last thing she asks is, are you physically attracted to me? If no, why? He says no, and then he won't respond to anything. So everybody at the table goes him, and Michelle gives him an explanation.
It's just crazy. I would, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe am I, like, insecure or something? I would never want to know why someone wasn't attracted to me. Like, if they say I'm not attracted to you, that would be enough, and I'll be like, okay. I wouldn't be, like, sitting there. They're all screaming at him. They're like, tell her why. What specifically don't you like about Michelle?
I think because everybody... I think it's because everybody knows why. Everybody knows it's because she's not young enough and they want to be able to call him out on that. That he's got these ridiculous expectations that he should date a 33-year-old when he's 52. Like, what the fuck? They want to be able to call him out on that, I think. And so Michelle tries to give him an example of, like, things that she likes about him and things that she doesn't, because she also would like to stick the dagger in a little. So she says, you know, she likes his chest, but she doesn't like his forehead. And then she suggests filler, which is my favorite thing Michelle has ever done, because she's basically saying, your face is old, okay? You old-looking old man. I love her. And then Steve says the lamest excuse for not being attracted to Michelle. He says he likes tall women and that...
Yeah, she, that's fucked.
And then she laughs, and then to the camera, she sort of, like, jokes about it because she knows that his past partner was short.
Yeah, I mean, that's... He's trying to find the least offensive thing he can say, which is also a huge lie, which is just going to upset her more than being, like, I just don't like the way you look.
Yeah, because I don't hear that. I don't think men really have a prerequisite for tallness of their partners, except for maybe they don't want their partners to be taller than them, is all I've heard mostly.
I think some people like, or they're not attracted to short women or whatever. I mean, I've never had a problem with it. Steve and Michelle, they really don't come to a conclusion there at all.
No, not at all.
Nothing is resolved. And then that's all we're going to do, because there's still four more episodes. Two of them are just whether people get together or not. And honestly, we could speed through that in about 10 fucking seconds.
Oh, my God. We'll save it. Yes. I think I've got like one paragraph of notes for episode 9.
I didn't write a single thing, because it's all just those episodes at the end. And I truly thought they were the last episodes are always filler. Like, you know, on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, because there's so few people left and there's nothing else to be done. It's just all suspense that you're just waiting until the last 5 minutes. Anyway, and I thought that was the end. I thought that was the end, but no. Then after that, there is a dinner party, and then after that, there is a final, like, commitment ceremony-ish thing again, which is amazing to me. I can't believe it. Anyway, so I can't believe there's still more to come. I can't believe it's not over.
It's not over yet, and it never will be.
It'll never be over. But this episode is over.
Okay. Do you have any reviews?
Well, we did save one from last one because we thought we were going to record an episode like the next day.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We didn't do that, but that's okay. No. Because that means we can just use it now.
Yeah.
And which is good, because there's not any new reviews. So we've still got one here, though. Oh, my God. By Hooker IRL name. From the United States of America.
Hello.
Sending a lot of love to you over in the USA. Heard you're not doing great. Anyway, how do I say that? Okay, so they've written, fine, I'll do it. Since the San Francisco Bay Area is under shelter-in-place orders, I can't reasonably say I'm too busy to leave this podcast review any longer. This is another great Planet Broadcasting podcast. I'm not Australian and I've never watched any reality TV, but this is a great podcast. If I could give any feedback, it's that Naomi should stop holding back and be more vicious. What?
Whoa.
Someone said we were too mean.
Whoa. Also, I don't know if Naomi could be more vicious.
Sometimes you're worse than me, Danielle.
How dare you?
Okay, so I don't know if they're making a joke about me being mean or if they're actually responding to me trying to hold back. Here's what's been happening. I have been dreaming about going to the Logies my entire life. I think I might actually get a shot at it in the next couple years at some point. And the only people I'm going to know are Married at First Sight contestants, and I really don't want them to be like, you're that bitch who said that I'm ugly. Because I know I could get some severe scrutiny if people were watching me on television and saying shit about me, and so I'm sure they would have plenty of stuff to say back if they knew who I was.
Yeah, obviously, you'd be
more
the
likely
Innes.
Though they would just not know who I was and everything would be fine.
You would be Innes.
I would what?
You'd be Innes. You'd be essentially you would be an Innes.
I would be Innes.
Yes.
And actually, you know what? I would be like all the girls that I love. So I would hope that, you know, the likes of Innes and Abby and Kat would show me the support that I've shown them. I did hear who I post Alicia? You remember Alicia?
Yes.
She posted something with Kat and Romy, and then I messaged from the Batch Bitch podcast page, love you guys. And then they were, and then she was like, oh, they love you as well. So we have Kat and Romy on our side. So if we ever get into any sort of
That's
beef,
nice. Well, why hasn't Kat sent me any of her beautiful jewelry?
Huh?
Why hasn't Kat sent me any of her beautiful jewelry for spruiking
I
it?
I don't know. Hennessy maybe we should talk to her about it.
Yeah.
Please, shout out to Hennessy Jewelry by the meanest, hottest bitch from The Bachelor 2018?
Whenever it was.
19? 18. Wow, we've been doing this a while. Whoa. Shout out to her. Please send Danielle some cicada earrings.
Yeah, or is bumblebees or whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Or bumblebee earrings.
Honestly,
come on, Kat.
Any,
we had your back when no one else did. We just want the earrings.
Yep.
God, I love her. When are we going to get some good bitches? I can't think of one woman on this season that I want to talk to. Like, that is funny. Like, they're nice and they're great. But there's no bad villains on this season. Yeah. Anyway. The good news is that coming up soon is Bachelor in Paradise. So we will have our dearest Abby back, and we will have Kieran and Tim. And unfortunately, that guy whose name I forget, Jamie, will be back.
Oh,
hopefully
no.
He finds a nice woman and no one bullies him.
No,
because honestly, I just ended up feeling sorry for him.
Oh, he's going to be the Ivan of this season.
Well, yes, that is what I predict as well. The Ivan, as in the step up
Dancing
Ivan.
Avocado Ivan, yes.
Yes. but, you know, we'll see. Anyway, do you have a song that you've picked out, Danielle?
Yes, I have. I've picked this song purely as a joke because I think it sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
So this is, it's called Club Seamus, okay? And the description is...
It's called what?
Club Seamus is the name of the song.
Okay.
And the description for this song is... Every once in a generation, a song title comes along that perfectly melds with the music. This is such a piece. It could only be described... it could only be called Club Seamus. Club Seamus could only sound like this.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Thank you again, Kevin MacLeod.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we will be coming at you again next week. So look forward to that, because I know you haven't got anything else on. So, see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Math, mama, math, bitch. Math, mama, math, bitch. Mama, math, bitch.
We've already done this song.
Mama, math, bitch. Mama, math, bitch.
I let Danielle pick the song, and this is what she does.
Mama, math, bitch.
This girl does not know our podcast at all. I can't believe this.
Mama, math, bitch.
What?
Mama, math, bitch.
Listen to her. Just going on like she's done nothing wrong.
Maths, bitch. Maths, bitch.
We can't work like this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.